is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender on KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endureth forever. O God, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. For Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord, he is God. And oh yes, Jesus has come in the flesh, the stone on which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes. And oh, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. First and foremost, this morning, I give thanks to the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Israel for this opportunity. I also give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for you all that the Holy Spirit has directed to tune in this morning, for the Bible declares unto us that many are called, but a few are chosen. It tells us that many seek to enter thereinto, but only a few shall find it. Oh, praise be to his holy name. I'm truly blessed, for the Bible say, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, what an opportunity this is to once again be able to lift up my voice for the Lord of hosts, the Lord God Almighty, whom has all power in his hand in heaven and in earth. Oh, I love my job. I love this job so much that I do this job for free, for the Lord told me that he has freely given me this. Therefore, I am to freely give this away, for his reward for me is with him. Oh, good God Almighty. And speaking of work, let me go to work, for the clock is ticking. Oh, good God Almighty, if you all have your Bibles at home, 1 Peter chapter 4 is where the Holy Spirit will speak to you, and for you that have eyes, you will be able to see, and for you that can hear, you will be able to understand. Oh, praise be to his holy name. 1 Peter chapter 4. And the Spirit of the Lord said, For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. for he that had suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may suffice us to have done the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, excesses of wine, reveling, banquetings, and abominable idolatry, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. And for this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer, and above all things have frequent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. And every man has, as every man has received a gift, even so men are the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. And if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. For the spirit of glory and of God rested upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but of your part, he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's business. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end of them be that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous sparingly be saved, what shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. Praise be to his holy name. The Holy Spirit will make an attempt this morning to bring you out of darkness into his marvelous light, moving from verse 6, where it says, for this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. If you turn your Bibles to 1 Peter, oh, thank you, Lord, chapter 1, verse 8 through 12, and it says, whom having not seen, ye love, and whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. The Holy Spirit is speaking here that even though we did not see Jesus on the cross, we did not see the holes in his hand. We did not see where he was pierced in his side. We did not see the water and the blood come forth, but yet we believe. Jesus told Thomas, he said, Thomas, you believe because you've seen. But blessed are they who have never seen, but yet they believe. We didn't see his marvelous work on that old rugged cross, but we believe. And verse 9 tells us, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Searching what or what matter of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, did signify when it testified beforehand the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. Unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Oh, good God Almighty. And we run here to 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, verses 17 through 20. The Lord is trying to tell you something. Verse 17 says, for it is better, if the will of God be so, that ye suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For Christ also had once suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometimes was disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a preparing, or in few, that is, eight souls, was saved by the water. Saved by the water of the word. You see, Noah heard the voice of God and he believed what God said. He heard and he did. He was a hearer and a doer. Jesus makes it very clear that they that hear the word and do it is likened unto a wise man that built his house on a rock. And when the storms of life and the persecution comes, then when the dust is settled, that house still will stand. It will still be there. Jesus said unto them all, if any man come after me, come after salvation, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will seek to save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my name's sake, the same shall save it. And let's run here. Let's bag this thing up. Romans chapter 8. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Some of you remember I was a little boy back in the day. They had a radio host by the name of Mr. Lorenzo Lewis. He would come on a Sunday, and he had spiritual songs he would play, and when they liked a song and wanted him to repeat it, he would say, bag it up. Mama, my grandmother used to all listen to him on a Sunday, and after she slapped us side the head, we would listen. Oh, praise be to God's holy name. Romans chapter 8, verse 8 through 10, and it says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you,